The Sight Loss charity RNIB is offering you opportunities to get involved. Play Your Part is your place to read about opportunities for you to play your part, get more involved and share your experiences to influence different projects. And here at RNIB Connect Radio, we will update you on opportunities coming up every fortnight. And I'm joined now by Natalie Swiderska, who has been coordinating all that's been going on from RNIB. Hi, Natalie.
Hello there.
Just fill us out a little bit more, for those that are new to this, this is quite a new project, this Play Your Part, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been kind of under the radar for a little while, but we're now trying to get word out a bit wider and let more people know about all of the opportunities that are there for them to get involved, play their part, influence what we're doing and give their experience to some of our developments and projects.
And the thing is, there's such a range of opportunities, aren't there, that to get involved with. It's very varied.
Yeah, there are lots of different things that are coming from within RNIB, lots of different projects from helping to kind of design new leaflets to coming along and giving your opinions on our brand and our logos, things like that, to working with us quite closely on designing a new service or running an activity. The focus is basically on where you can influence what we're thinking and what we're doing. But we also promote a lot of opportunities that come from external organisations, companies, other charities. And on our Play Your Part board that's on the website, you will find all of those. And you can pick and choose what you want to get involved in and reply, get involved in as much or as little as you like.
And we'll give you the contact details at the end. So if you'd like to get in touch with anything, you can do so. Now, I'm joined now by Claire Cockwell from RNIB, who has actually got an opportunity, and she'd like to tell you about it. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Simon.
Tell us a little bit about your opportunity, then.
Thanks. Yeah, something that we've got running at the moment is an initiative or project called Ask and Tell. So this basically, we'd found growing evidence that cancelled and delayed appointments are contributing to sight loss, and there's a recent study estimating that up to 22 people a month are experiencing unnecessary sight loss because of the delays and cancellations in hospitals. So we wanted to try and educate people and patients about this and offer some steps that they might take to tackle the issue through self-advocacy.
So we've partnered up with the International Glaucoma Association, Macular Society and the Royal College of Ophthalmologists to produce some information and tools which we're then piloting in eye clinics. So the idea with this is that people who are regularly attending appointments need to understand things like the importance of their clinical time frame. So that's the time that their consultant says they need to be seen within. And also they need to be aware of who to contact in the clinic if something goes wrong. So if the clinic is sending an appointment out that isn't within that time frame, the patient can call up and check on it, get it changed and rearranged if necessary. So Ask and Tell basically stands for A, asking your eye doctor what time frame your appointment should fall within. S is saving the date. So once you know what your appointment is, jotting it down somewhere. So some of the tools help with that. And K is keep it, always turn up to your appointment. And then the tell in Ask and Tell is that just telling your eye clinic if your appointment falls outside the time frame or if you need to cancel or reschedule your appointment. So whilst we're piloting this in eye clinics, we're also opening up the opportunity to other people just out there in the wider community, trying to get as many people's opinions basically on the materials that we're using and help us hopefully make them better in the future. So what I'm asking is for anybody that's interested really to get in touch with me. I've got packs containing all of the different resources and I'll be sending those out to people. And there's an opportunity to either take part in focus groups a bit later in the year, possibly into next year, probably January, and or potentially take part in some feedback over the phone with us as well.
And what part of the country are you looking for?
So anywhere in the UK.
Fantastic.
We've got 8 pilot sites at the moment that are just in England, but we're just about to launch our first up in Scotland as well. So that should be going live in a couple of weeks, actually. So that'd be good. We're interested in opinions from anywhere that you are in the country.
So who do we approach then if we'd like to get involved with this?
They can come directly to me. So my details are actually on the Play Your Part website, along with a little bit more information about how it all works. Or you can give my details at the end of this clip as well. Or you can contact us through the campaigns helpline as well, which is also on the Ask and Tell website, which is rnib.org.uk/askandtell.
Thanks, Claire. And I'm also joined by a member of the Connect community, and he's been getting involved with Play Your Part. It's Robin Dunford. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Simon.
So tell us a little bit about your involvement with Play Your Part, then.
Well, at the moment, I'm currently doing some moderating on the RNIB Connect discussion boards with several other members as well. And our main roles really are to check the messages that are coming through from the Connect members regarding the different topics. I mean, my job is to look at the topics discussing sport and leisure and health and fitness and asking the community and eye health as well. So I do this on a daily basis and check the messages that are coming in, make sure that everything's looking okay and that there isn't anything that might be not appropriate for that particular topic, really. And then report back to the manager to see that everything's, you know, okay with it, really.
And what drew you to get involved with this yourself?
I just enjoy doing this type of thing, really. And I think it's really, I want to get more people involved in using the discussion boards, really, on the news site.
You've also been involved with some other opportunities, haven't you?
Yes, I'm also doing a voluntary job at the moment. I'm working at a wellbeing centre and a fitness gym in Hereford, which is actually run by a totally blind lady as well, which is quite a challenge, you know. And we're trying to attract people rather daunted from attending the rather bigger gyms, really. More probably like elderly people, which we get to come to us. So I'm keeping very busy at the moment, really.
You're partially sighted, so do you really think that this is something that we should all try and get involved with? If we see something, just keep our eye on it and see something that we fancy getting involved with?
I think so, really. You know, it all helps, you know, a lot more people that are visually impaired, I think, really.
And what benefits have you had from it?
It's pretty rewarding because working at the gym, I get to meet lots of new people, making new friends. And also, regarding my role on the RNIB Connect forum, I get to meet lots of other people as well. Actually, I've also been helping a student who's studying at Birmingham University, and they're looking into research involving visually impaired people and their daily dietary needs and what they eat and the relationship between the two, really. So that's been ongoing for the last few weeks as well.
You must pick up information and things that you wouldn't ordinarily do in your day-to-day life then, because you're covering different opportunities, different opinions as well.
Yes, yeah, it's very varied, to be honest, Simon, you know, which is very interesting, really.
So you would recommend members of the Connect community then to keep up with Play Your Part on the website and then have a look for something?
Yes, I think so. I mean, it's gradually, you know, getting people to get more involved, which obviously takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. But I've been spreading the word and speaking to my other visually impaired friends to have a look at the Connect website, you know, and hopefully get involved as well.
And, of course, the benefit of getting involved with the discussion boards is that we can help shape RNIB as well, can't we, going forward?
Yes, that's why. You know, it's all, you know, the more people get involved and spreading the word, I think, you know, there are lots of things people sometimes a little bit nervous and might be asking, you know. They can talk about things, people with, you know, the same interest, really. Mm-hmm.
And it's great, isn't it, when you're talking to people with a visual impairment, because you automatically think, well, you know what I'm talking about.
That's right, you know.
You can empathise.
That's right, you're obviously well connected, really, regarding this.
Robin Dunford, it's been a pleasure to chat with you, Robin, and I think probably we'll chat again at some point, but you certainly seem to be enjoying and finding it rewarding getting involved with Play Your Part.
Yes, I find it very positive, really, you know, and see things developing, you know, day by day, really.
Well, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome, Simon. Thank you very much.
Natalie, to find out the range of opportunities that are available and that are coming up, and also getting feedback on what people are saying, how do we do that?
The best way to see all of the different opportunities is to go to our website, and that's www.rnib.org.uk/community.
You'll see the Play Your Part board there, and within that you'll see all the different opportunities nicely titled and headed for you to have a look through. Alternatively, if you need to speak to somebody about any of the opportunities, or if you want some more information on how you can get some of those opportunities in a different format sent directly to you, if you contact the Connect team on connect@rnib.org.uk or call them on 0303 1234 555, they'll be able to give you more information.
And an easy way as well is if you search for Play Your Part with RNIB, it'll give you a link to the page as well, which is quite easy. Thanks to you all for taking part, and we will catch up soon.